Victory. Can you say that with me? Come on. That's the way. Now, if you're here for the first time, we talk back a little bit. That's what we do. Brand new series I'm going to look at for the next several weeks, and I'm going to pick leaders that I want us to learn something from. Amen? And this is a great story today. You might know the story of Gideon, which is fantastic. Good. I'm glad you know it. We're going to solidify it a little bit more today. But a lot of people say they know something, and when they look at it, they, oh, I didn't really know it. So we're going to learn something today. Let's learn from a leader today. And his name is Gideon. Say that with me. Why are we doing a series like this? We're trying to help us have victory in our life. Let's see what we can learn from him. I'm going to put a couple few things at the end that we learned from him. Maybe you'll learn a whole lot more than what I'm going to say at the end. But let's just watch his story today. My son tells me, he says, Dad, I love the Old Testament. I love those Old Testament stories. Mitch loves that. I just don't think you can't a whole lot that you can add to that, man. Some of the great stories in the Old Testament of some of these leaders and crazy things that happen and see God showing up. And Adam, I've been having some time with you, spending some time, and I see it out of you too. You see things in the Old Testament. And so let's go and let's see what we can find. Here's Gideon. Let's go, Rod. You got to push me, babe. Judges chapter 7. There's a lot of territory we could cover before. We're not going to. Suffice it to say, they're about to go against a big challenge. Israel is going to try to go against the Midianites. There's so many of them, they're like grasshoppers. Okay? And, I mean, he needs every man he can find to fight these Midianites. And God's been doing a work in Gideon's life up to this point to get Gideon to the place where he would follow him. But he's not quite there yet. And God's wanting to do some more in this man's life. So let's look at it. Lots of scripture today. Then Zerubbabel... Who is who? Gideon. His name is Gideon. And all the people that were with him rose up early. They pitched beside the well of Herod, so that the host of the Midianites were on the north side of them by the hill of Morah in the valley. Keep looking. And the Lord said unto Gideon, the people that are with you are what? Help me now, they're what? They're too many. For me to give the Midianites into their hands, lest Israel vaunt themselves or get full of pride against me, saying, my own hand or our own hands have saved us, or our own hands won the victory. You listening? I don't want, when we get in that building, that's just one part of the victory. One day when we get in that building, I don't want a single person to say, it was Gary's hand, look what Gary did, or you saying that. God uses people for sure. 99% God, 1% us, because he uses folk. That's what he does. Amen. Say. But all that juice, all that power, all that anointing, all the success, he's the one. And he didn't want this to... You got too many. You got too many guys going to fight. Are you kidding me? We need every guy we can get. Gideon must be thinking. What are you thinking? Now, therefore, God speaking, go to all those people that are about to fight with you against the Midianites, proclaim in the ears of the people, saying, whosoever is fearful and afraid, if any of you are fearful and afraid, you can go home. Early in the morning. Get your stuff, you're out of here. And there returned of the people 22,000. And there only remained how many? 10. Are you kidding me? Two-thirds? Gone! Keep looking. Too many. 32,000 started. 22,000 were fearful and afraid and said, yeah, I'll take you up on that. I'm going to get up in the morning and get me a biscuit. We're out of here. 10,000 what? Against the Midianites, so many of them, warriors, like grasshoppers, about to fight them. 10,000. Still too many, huh? Too many? And the Lord said unto Gideon, the people are yet still what? What are you thinking? I hear it in church sometimes when somebody comes to fellowship and they leave. Oh, what are we going to do? How about let's let God do? Say, we put our confidence in somebody. Now, I love all the folks. I do. It breaks nobody's heart more than mine. Thank God most stay. Hallelujah. Thank God. Amen. Can we praise the Lord for that? Come on. Yeah. But we don't put our confidence in folk. Amen? Come on. Listen. The Lord said unto Gideon, the people are yet too many. Bring them down to the water. Now, God's strange. If God ever does something strange in life, don't. It's not. He does a lot of strange stuff. Here's one right here. Bring your folks down to the water. And I'm going to try them for you there. And it shall be, whom I say unto thee, this shall go with you, the same are going to go with you. And who I say ain't going, they ain't going. Got it? And we're going to do this down at the water. God said, you take them down to the water. That's how we're going to do it. So God's saying, I'm going to try them. Whom I say unto you, the same shall go with you. Whom I say unto you, the same shall not go with you. Y'all all right? Can we do honesty right here? Let's just do a little honest check. How many of you don't know this story? Can I see your hand? Come on. Look at that. Y'all are sitting on the edge of your seats. So he brought down the people, Gideon did, to the water. And the Lord said unto Gideon, that's a little strange right here. Everyone that laps of the water with his tongue, because they've been thirsty. These are some thirsty folk. Okay? Every one of them that laps of the water with his tongue as a dog laps, him shall you set by himself. Likewise, so the ones that lap like a dog, you're going to see a little bit later, they sort of do this number right here. They're going to do this number right here, something like this. I'm going to take the hand, do the water like this. Got it? Say, do y'all want to do that with me or not really? Okay. Likewise, everyone that bows down on his knees to drink. Okay? What's that mean? Got to put the mic down.
There's like a bug right there. Here we go. Here you go. Take your head. Here's the water. So that's the deal. Ow.
And the number of them that lapped, putting their hand to the mouth, were how many? And the rest of the people that bowed down on their knees. We're about 9,700. If it was me, hang on. I'd be going, oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. I'm hoping he likes them ones that got on their all fours and them knees and bowed down, put their head in the water. But God's ways are not our ways. God said, everyone that laps of the water with their tongue as a dog, set those over here. Everyone that bows on his knees and probably puts down weapons and things like that on all fours, you know, everybody does that, you set them over here. The dog lappers were how many? 300. The bow downers were how many? Now listen, if you go to battle, do you want you some dog lappers or do you want you some bow downers? I don't know. I think I'm going to take me some dog lappers. I don't want some bow downers. Come on. And the Lord said unto Gideon, by the 300 men that lapped like a dog, will I what? What? We started out with 32,000. And we're now down to 300. Do the math. 99% God, 1% me. In about 300, 1% of 30,000 or so is less than 1%. Is that right for the math folk in the house? And the Lord said unto Gideon, by the 300 men that lap will I save you and deliver the Midianites into your hand and let all the other people go as every other man has gone back home to his place. Bye, guys. See you. Oh, no, don't leave. The dog lappers, that's your team, baby. Send the 9,700 home. Boy, are we learning anything about victory? Well, here's the first thing you can learn about victory in your life and victory for the Lord. Right here. God wants us to know it's about 1% us and 99% who? Exactly. And you know, occasionally we'll get real spiritual and we'll go, well, it's not even 1% us. It's all God. Guys, God has chosen to use people to do His work And you know what? You do matter to God. You do matter. Are you the big dog? No. Uh-uh. But He uses you. He needs you. He wants you. He loves you. But it's going to be His power that's going to strengthen you to do whatever it is you do in life. You hear me today? Keep that in mind. So the people took victuals in their hands and their trumpet, took some food and stuff and their trumpets. And He sent all the rest of Israel, every man, unto his tent. And retained those 300 men, and the host of Midian was beneath him in the valley. Can you imagine 300 jokers going up against all this? It's craziness. They took provisions, and they took their what? Wow. Why is God doing this? One answer. Here it is. We're learning. We're learning about how to have victory. To keep Israel from being puffed up with what? You want victory in your life? You want God to work in you? You want Him to flow through you? You want Him to deliver you? You want Him to strengthen you? Don't get full of yourself. Did you hear me say? We got the football players here. Guys, listen to me. Listen, football players, listen to me. I'm going to say something to you. You might not like it. We had Port Charlotte beat this year. Did you hear me? With Port Charlotte beat! And we go into halftime ahead with a lead. Instead of being humble, this is me talking. That's a better team than we were. And we had a great opportunity right there if we'd have been focused as a day is long and we could have come out with a victory. Did you hear me? Do you believe that or not? You know you believe it. Let's remember that going forward. Amen? Say. Come on. God wants all the what? He wants all the credit. Have we learned anything so far? Yeah, but now here's us. Well, this won't work. This won't work. This 300 ain't going to work. You came in. Keep looking. Look at Judges 7:2 again. And the Lord said unto Gideon, the people that are with thee are too many for me to give the Midianites into your hands, lest Israel would vaunt themselves or be full of pride, saying, we did it. Psalms 138, though the Lord be high, yet hath He respect unto the who? But the proud He knows afar off. I don't even know how to know y'all folk. These six things listed in the book of Proverbs are listed. Seven are abomination. Number one, a proud what? Pride. Keep looking. Pride goes before what? And a haughty spirit before a what? Are we learning how to have victory? I think we're learning something. He gives more grace, God says. God resists the who, but gives grace to the who. Submit yourselves, therefore, to God. Resist the devil. He'll flee from you. Great scriptures. Humble yourself, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that He may what? Exalt you in due time. Cast all your care upon Him, because He cares for you. Keep looking. So, back to our story. We're doing good. We're learning from the leader Gideon. What have we learned so far from Gideon? Not a whole lot. He's just pretty much doing exactly what God says do, right? I don't think he's thrilled about it. Okay. That's a lesson for victory for a leader. Do what God says do, even if you ain't thrilled about it. And even if you don't understand it. And it came to pass the same night that the Lord said unto him, arise, get down unto the host, for I have delivered them into your hands. Tonight's the night. I've delivered your enemy into your hands. Keep looking. But if you're fearful, I am. If you're fearful, okay. Then go down with Plura, your servant, down to the host. You get your servant and y'all go down together tonight. Make a little trip. And you shall hear what they say, what who says, what the enemy says. And afterwards shall your hands be what? Strengthened to go down with the host. Now we're trying to learn a lesson from a leader. Then went he down because he was what? He's scared. Okay, I'll pull that scared card. I'll take it. Yep, we're going. Flora, where you at? And they went to the outside of the who? Armed men. You know, sometimes we tell ourselves we're losers. Sometimes we talk ourselves into failure. Sometimes we've got a challenge in front of us, and we don't think we can do it. But we don't know what the other side is saying. We don't know what they might be thinking. We're full of fear. We don't know what they're full of. If you fear to go down, come on. You shall hear what they say. Your hands will be strengthened to go. God's speaking. Keep looking. The enemy was like grasshoppers. There were so many of them, you couldn't even count them. He's only got 300. That took about 30 seconds to count all our guys. Can't count all theirs. So here he is. And the Midianites and the Amalekites and all the children of the east, we're just making the case, lay along in the valley like what? For a multitude, and their camels were without number as the sand of the sea. Had so many camels you couldn't even count them. Oh my gosh, look at all the camels. It's crazy. The I had a dream speech. And when Gideon was come, behold, outside, it's dark. There was a man that told a dream unto his fellow. And he said, behold, I dreamed a dream. And lo, a cake of barley bread tumbled into the host of Midian. And it came unto a tent and smote it, and it fell and overturned it, and the tent lay along. And his fellow answered him. So this guy has a dream, a nightmare. The enemy guy has a nightmare. Oh my gosh, something's going to happen bad. And his fellow answered and said, this is nothing else save the sword of Gideon, the son of Joash, a man of Israel. For into his hand hath God delivered Midian and all the what? You hearing me or not? Gideon heard the dream. And it was so when Gideon heard the telling of the dream and the interpretation thereof that he worshipped. And he returned unto the host of Israel. He heard fear from them, if I'm reading this right. He heard fear in them. He had fear, but he heard fear in them, which strengthened him. Did you hear me? Yes or no? So often we just have fear in us. That's why we need to read God's Word. That's why we need to put in us faith. Without faith, it's impossible to please God. You know, you can't do anything without faith. You put faith inside of you and the Word inside of you. It's amazing. I can do all things through Christ who strengthened me. Where did I get that? The Bible. You hear me? Greater is He that's in you than he that's in the world. Where'd that come from? The Bible. You hearing this good stuff? Say, we're more than conquerors through Him who loved us. Who said that? Hey, Bible. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not what? Where'd I get that? Bible. You hear me? Yes or no? So, he worshipped. He returned to the host of Israel. He said, arise, for the Lord hath delivered into your hands the host of who? We got to finish the story. So Gideon worshipped. Gideon returned. Keep looking. The I know we can do this thing speech. The Lord has delivered the enemy into our hands. And he divided the 300 men. That didn't take long. Into three companies. And he put a trumpet in every man's hand with empty pitchers and lamps within these pitchers. So you see the three groups. 100, 100, 100. There they are. They're divided. Keep looking. Come on. A trumpet in one hand, pitcher in the other. He said unto them, look on me. Look on me. Here's a leader. You look on me. He's just a man. 99% God, 1% him. Look on me and do like you see me do. And behold, when I come to the outside of the camp, it shall be that as I do, so shall you what? Do. Leaders lead. That's what leaders do. When I blow with a trumpet, I and all that are with me, then you blow your trumpet. I like leaders like that, don't you? You just tell us what to do, and that's what we'll do. Also on every side of the camp, and say, the sword of the Lord and Gideon. Can you say that with me? The sword of the Lord and Gideon. There's about 300. Can we say it real loud? Let's see how loud we can make it, because we might scare somebody else to sleep in the camp. Here we go. The sword of the Lord and Gideon. Do you think you'd scream your lungs out if it's just 300 of you against all these people? Oh, baby, I'd blow my brains out almost on that trumpet. Look on me, said Gideon. Do as you see me do, said Gideon. When I blow, you blow. And you say the sword of the Lord and Gideon. Can we do it real loud again? The sword of the Lord. I don't know if that would have scared me right there. Come on. Middle of the night it might, though. Learning from the leader Gideon. We've got to finish, Raj. So what happened? So Gideon and the hundred men that were with him came into the outside of the camp in the beginning. Do you notice how the leader's with the men? Say. He's not sitting home somewhere. He's with them. And Gideon and the hundred men that were with him came into the outside of the camp in the beginning of the middle watch of the night. And they had but newly set the new watch. And they blew the trumpets and they broke the pitchers that were in their hands. And the three companies blew their trumpets and broke the pitchers. And they held the lamps in their left hands and the trumpets in their right hands and blew. How many can't stand an alarm clock in the morning? Can you imagine that? Come on. And they cried, just like the dream, "The sword of the Lord of Gideon." And they stood every man in his place round about the camp, and all the hosts ran, and they started, "Oh my God, oh my God." Don't know what they were sleeping in. And the 300 blew the trumpets, and the Lord set every man's sword in against his fellow. They started fighting each other. You ever been on a ball team where the team fought each other, say? You ever seen winners become losers because the team fought against each other? Yes or no, guys? Yes or no? Bible's pretty good stuff, isn't it? Ain't it, coach? So they started turning on each other, scared to death, even throughout all the hosts. And the hosts fled to Bethshittah and Zarephath and the border of Abel Meholah and Tabith. I'm from Rockingham. Come on. And the men of Israel gathered themselves together out of Naphtali. I can do that one. And out of Asher and out of Manasseh. And they pursued after the Midianites. And Gideon sent messengers throughout all Mount Ephraim saying, "Come down! Come on down, boys! Come on!" And they came against the Midianites and take before them the waters unto Beth Barah and Jordan. Then all the men of Ephraim gathered themselves together, and they took the waters of Beth Barah, and they took the waters of Jordan, and they took two of their princes of the Midianites. The princes? Gets a little ugly. That's what battle is. Oreb and Zeb. And they took and slew Oreb upon the rock Oreb, that thing where I guess maybe they worship. Boom, there you go. And Zeb they slew at the winepress of Zeb. And they pursued Midian and brought the heads of Oreb and Zeb to Gideon on the other side of the Jordan. The man who went with 300. Because he heard fear in somebody else. And he knew 99% God and 1% me can win. Did you learn a little something from a leader? Let's keep looking. God wants... Are we done, Raj, almost? Say this with me. Pop it back up. God wants our what? Can we say that one more time? God wants our... That's what Gideon would say today. If he was here, he would go, "God wants you to trust Him. You can be victorious. You can win. Regardless of what you're facing. God wants all the what?" We learned that today. Is there any way, any one of these Israelites could have took credit for this victory? Say. Can you imagine them telling their children later, "Man, you would have seen us. We were so great. Yeah. Yeah, we had a pitcher in one hand and a trumpet in the other. And man, we were so great. And we blew." Almost looks like a little child at a birthday party, doesn't it? That's what God wants. He wants to realize you and your strengths like a little old child blowing one of them little off. But you with God blowing, doing what He says, come on. You can win. God uses people. God uses people. Did He use the 300? Yes or no? But it was His what? God uses people, but it's His power. Amen. Say that with me. 99%, 1%. One more time. 99%, 1%. You might ask me, "Clark, where'd you get that math from?" 32,000 divided by 300. I believe that's about 1%. Is that right? Are we right on the math, or did I get that wrong? Amen. Praise the Lord. We done, Raj? Little is much when God is in it. Labor not for wealth or fame. There's a crown, and you can win it if you go in Jesus' name. Praise the Lord. Come on. Praise the Lord this morning. Woo! Woo! Good word from the Lord.